Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings. Big names are headlining UFC 262. And DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right, you bet a dollar on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up, and you can turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet and watch the fists fly this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. That means it is time to ask Greg. You could ask your football, Penn State football questions, your recruiting questions, or anything else you have for Greg. And if you want to submit a question, make sure you download our app, Keystone Sports, and there's a nice Ask Greg button there. Or if you prefer, you could email us at info@ksnsports.net. We will announce a winner in the next segment, and they win the great barbecue package from thetailgateclub.com. Greg, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Right. At the end of the last segment, we started talking quarterbacks and portal possibilities. Our resident fan of Sean Clifford, and that's Steve from Potomac, Maryland, he asked this. By all accounts, Clifford hasn't improved based on the scrimmage and lack of positive comments from the coaches. Do you think a quality transfer quarterback might consider Penn State after the spring depth charts become clear, recognizing that Clifford should be easy to beat out and Yursich, a new offensive coordinator, might have an open mind to bringing someone else in?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I definitely get what the question is. I think that there was more positive stuff discussed about Sean Clifford after the second scrimmage compared to the first that was open to some people. And, you know, I think that maybe that changed that narrative a little bit coming out of spring. But, yeah, I mean, look, I feel like Penn State is not being shy about its desire to find another quarterback in the transfer portal when it just really hasn't yet. So, you know, it's not going to take someone just for the sake of taking them. We know that much. And, you know, whether or not Penn State can find someone really comes down to who else might join the portal between now and the start of August camp. And the fact that it's been a little bit slow tells me that, you know, guys are maybe slowing down a little bit and saying, well, am I really going to be able to find a better fit out there for me? Or is this the best I have to look forward to? So, you know, I get it that people want a replacement, but I don't think it's a guarantee by any stretch of the imagination to think that Penn State can find a quarterback that is immediately going to be more productive than Sean Clifford. And at this point, I'd be very surprised if that ends up happening. Just seems like more of a long shot than anything else at this point.
It really does. And whatever quarterback might come in through the transfer portal, they won't have the benefit of spring practice, which Sean Clifford had with the new offensive coordinator. Do you really want a new quarterback coming in when they hit Madison and go play Wisconsin in that very first game, along with having a new offense that comes along with Mike Yursich? That's a tough hill to climb. All right, Greg, let's get to Aaron in Houston, Texas. He says, besides the obvious answer of winning more games and beating Ohio State every once in a while, what else can Penn State do to get the top players out of the state of PA to go to Penn State? It appears we've done a better job in the 2022 class, but for the fourth consecutive year, the top player in Pennsylvania will not be going to Penn State. It seems like more often than not, the top teams, meaning Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, etc., are winning the recruiting battles for the top recruits in the state of PA.
Yeah, I mean, the two obvious answers were the one that the question used. But, you know, I'll say this. We heard that Penn State's going to pump some money into its facilities, upgrades, some stuff at the Lash building and whatnot sometime soon. That should help, you know, obviously get, you know, maybe get some more attractive things in that building. They've done a nice job with some of the money that they've already used to upgrade and improve that space. But, I mean, that's one that, you know, we talk about a lot, that facilities around the country continue to get bigger, better, flashier, all that. Penn State's a little bit behind in that regard. So, you know, that's one area I could really see them try and pick things up and maybe try and make a splash beyond the beating Ohio State and getting into the college football playoff and all of that. And as for Anai White, you know, we've talked about that previously, but, you know, I just think that, again, with Philadelphia guys, they've seen so many of their peers who came before them go out of state and make a splash that they don't feel like they have to go to Penn State or an in-state school or a school near Philadelphia to make an impact and go to the NFL. A lot of them feel pretty comfortable going to the SEC. So, you know, that's one thing that's always working against Penn State, is that it's no longer a case where so many of the PA guys just want to stay in Pennsylvania and play for Penn State. The options seem numerous.
Is there a difference this year, Greg, as opposed to last year, where Penn State only got one of the top 10 guys out of Pennsylvania? This year, they have several of the top 10 players already committed. Number two and number three in the rankings, which are Nick Singleton and Keenan Nelson, have Penn State is definitely in the mix for both of those players. So does that change the dynamic a bit, where losing that number one player doesn't mean as much this year?
Yeah, I would say that that's a fair point. And, you know, here's one other thing to keep in mind. Now, there was a spring season in Philadelphia, so that helped. But, Jim, you know, I had a chance to chat with Brian Doan from 247 Sports recently and, you know, some other people in the rankings community. And, I mean, they are working off of a lot of stuff, you know, because some places played full seasons last year, some places didn't, some, you know, some schools that are considered the best in their area played and some didn't. So I think a lot of these rankings are going to shuffle a bit once the camp season starts, and not to say that Anai White's going to drop from number one because he's been there for so long, but, you know, this is a good year to have a bulk of guys that are, even though they might be in the mid-range, so to speak, they have a good chance of moving up. So yeah, I would say that it's not as big of a deal this time around.
Let's go back to the quarterback conversation. Greg, Jason from Philadelphia says, how important is elite talent at quarterback versus the talent elsewhere on the offense? Or to put it another way, how would Sean Clifford perform if he were the quarterback at Alabama?
Well, you know, I think that obviously, you know, here's the question. Do you throw last year out or do you not? I mean, obviously, Kirk Ciarrocca was not running the kind of offense James Franklin wanted and the kind of offense he envisioned for Sean Clifford and the rest of these guys. So, you know, do you throw out last year and say that everything that happened on and off the field made it an anomaly and that Sean Clifford maybe can get back to some of the better form we've seen earlier in his career or not? I think that's kind of the first question you have to ask yourself. So, you know, would Sean Clifford be better at Alabama? I don't know. I think a lot of guys would probably be better at Alabama because of what they have around them. You know, I think that the extreme level of talent on that roster certainly makes everyone around that roster better. So would it be better there? Yeah, probably, but it's certainly not a guarantee.
No, it's not a guarantee, but I think what's kind of woven into this question is I don't think, say, Mac Jones was considered that highly coming out of high school, but he ends up a first-round draft pick surrounded by the talent at Alabama. So, you know, how do you compare the talent at quarterback versus the surrounding talent? And will Sean Clifford look better with all that more talent around him? And would it also elevate his talent? Will he be a better quarterback if he had more talent around him?
Right, and I think that's a fair question to ask. And I, you know, again, it's hard to say because we see some of these Penn State receivers taking the next step, and we know that they have decent tight end production. And we're not going to compare Penn State's offensive line to Alabama, but they did just have two of those guys drafted, and another who's coming back, Rashid Walker, is pegged as a future first-round pick if he keeps progressing. So, you know, they definitely did not have the kind of left-to-right line that someone like an Alabama had. But, you know, they had some talent in this group. group, and there's some talent at some other positions. But again, you know, Alabama just has a way of making things look easy, no matter who they have at any position on any given Saturday or whatever day they might be playing.
And I think also the hope is that you made an upgrade at offensive coordinator. No offense to Kirk Ciarca. It was such a strange year and everything else that went on with it. But I believe the hope is that Mike Yurcich can elevate that offense also.
Right.
All right, let's get to Bill in Easton, who says, with Drew Aller being named the alpha dog at his Elite 11 camp, do you think he can climb further up in the rankings? And if so, how high?
Yeah, I would assume that he's in store for a pretty decent rating bump. Now, if I'm not mistaken, he also got a pretty good one, I think, right around the time he picked Penn State. So, I mean, right now they have him at what? Number eight, and this is a 247 Sports composite. Number 8 overall, number 138 nationally. 247 Sports much higher on him than its peers. They have him at 89 nationally and number 7 pro-style quarterback. So, do I think he can make a jump higher? Yeah, probably. I imagine that the composite national ranking will probably come more in line with the 247 Sports national ranking over the next couple of weeks and months ahead. So we'll see. But yeah, I do think that a bump up for him is in the cards. And I'm not saying he's going to go inside of the top 50, Jim, but he certainly seems like a top 100 kind of guy by the time he finishes his career.
And understand with the composite ranking, there's multiple rankings, and they update their rankings at different times, different dates. So one ranking service might be ahead of the others in making their changes.
Right.
Let's sneak one more in here in the last minute that we have, Greg. Donnie from Erie says, after missing out on Inai White, I feel that Nick Singleton is as important or even more important. Where does Penn State stand with him? And by the way, he's the running back recruit out of the Reading.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, Jim. I do think that getting Nick Singleton becomes even more important now. One, from a perception perspective, and just showing that you can get one of the top players in PA, even when he has interest from SEC schools and other programs around the country, you can still land him. So I think that's important thing number one. Important thing number two is Penn State's running back room is loaded, but it's not far away from having some guys graduate, and they'll need to replenish the depth there. You know, they didn't get a back last year. That's why two has been the number of people have focused on this year. And so I look at it as simply this. Well, you want to get PA's best players and you want to get the top players on your board at any particular position. Nick Singleton would check both of those boxes, and that's why he's such an important get, I agree.
And just as a side note, looking at the rankings in Pennsylvania, Singleton is number 2 rated player in the state of PA. All right, Greg, that is it for Ask Greg. In quarter number 4, we have T. Frank Carr coming in, and we're going to announce our winner, so stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, bet $1 on that fighter, and if they win, you win $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.